It's live on KXP. I'm your host, Gabriel Teodros from Listener Power Independent KXP 90.3 FM Seattle, Occupied Duwamish Territory. We are streaming live all around the world on kxp.org. This is a nonprofit Listener Power Radio, and it's my joy, it's my pleasure to introduce to you The Hallucination live on KXP. Let's get it.
We are the Hallucination. We are the tribe that they cannot see. We live on an industrial reservation. We are the hallucinations. We have been called the Indian. We have been called Native American. We have been called hostile. We have been called
out this song to our Prime Minister back home.
And his minister adds that Canada will not be able to accommodate all Indigenous concerns. What that means is that they have decided to willfully violate their constitutional duties and obligations. Mr. Speaker, sounds like a most important relationship, doesn't it? Why doesn't the Prime Minister just say the truth and tell the Indigenous people he doesn't give a fuck about their rights?
Yeah.
hallucination, the human being, the people, see the spirit,
and I will cast my spell on you. It doesn't matter if you want me to. that we can. We love ourselves and we know it all goes with the most high plan. The most high plan, easy. We give love for the offering, but that's what we're about starting. We stand firm that our life's a dream. We give love for the offering. We give love for the offering, but that's what we're about starting. We stand firm that our life's a dream. We give love for the offering.
One people deserve the most of it. Never be happy, let the most of it. And I will put a lot more on it, so get over it. Hey yo, there's nothing more to it. Every move to watch over it. Think we are full of it, know what I want. Keep on doing it till the worst carry on. If you bet them a thing, they would never switch a bomb. So we overcome the evil with the almighty song.
Then what's your business, judge your song. Speak the matters they don't know. What's the moves and give the flow. The way to go.
Nation live on KEXP. That was fantastic. I feel like I just went on a whole journey with y'all brothers, man. How y'all doing?
Good. Good to see you again.
Yeah, good, nice to see you.
Good to see you too. For the people out there who are just getting acquainted, why don't you introduce yourselves and where you're coming from?
Yeah, I'm Bear Witness. I live in Ottawa. Mm-hmm.
And I'm Tool Man. I'm from Six Nations.
That's what's up, man. So a lot of people probably who familiar with your music know there was a former name, A Tribe Called Red. I wanted to just off top ask about what the hallucination means to you and the importance of John Trudell in that story.
Yeah, I think, you know, the hallucination is beginning to mean more and more to us every day. Mm. You know, like right from the point, though, that John gave us that poem, mm-hmm. it gave us direction. a direction that we were looking for. We were searching for a direction. Mm. And he just unfolded it all for us. The most wild part, though, is that as the time goes on, the words that he gave us start to make more and more sense to what we're doing in the now. Mm-hmm. So we were really feeling, you know, after this time, the forced time off the road, you know, a lot of stuff went on between me and my brother here, you know, and we got a lot closer. We dealt with a lot of things with each other. And when we came out of it, it was like we're in a new phase of what this group is. You know, and so we wanted to really represent that. Mm-hmm. And when we started thinking of a new name, it just made sense. We kind of already were leaning into it in that we were calling, you know, this whole thing that's going on with all of our collaborators and friends and fans and everybody, calling that the Hallucination. So it just made sense for us to take on that name. Also, it was a way of keeping John with us. Mm. You know, it's a constant tribute to his memory and the work that he did to have that name.
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about the importance of his memory and what he meant? Because I know he meant so much to so many people.
Yeah, he was like in our lives growing up, you know, whether it was on the radio or hearing his influence through the people that we looked up to, because those were our OGs, you know, and those are the people that we look up to. And then so like their peers, like my parents were, you know, in that circle as well. So so you can just say that, you know, that the influence was, it runs deep, probably even before I was born. So growing up with, you know, that kind of mentality or that kind of dreaming, I guess, even, it was really, really awesome. And then to have his energy directed at us, you know, for so long, even before we even knew it. You know, like he was a fan of us before we even had a chance to bear, before he even had a chance to say he was a fan of him.
One of the first things he said when the first time we met him was, "It took me half my life to figure out what you guys did intuitively." And that's just like, you know.
I got goosebumps hearing that.
I get goosebumps every time I remember it or talk about this, because it was such an affirming moment to have somebody like that, like Tim said, somebody whose voice has been in our lives as long as we can remember, say that to you. It's just like, okay, we are doing something right here.
Yeah, it's beautiful. One thing that's always struck me so much about your music is the inclusivity of all the different people that you collaborate with, from many different styles of music and genres. And with the latest album, One More Saturday Night, I feel like y'all leaned into even more genres that I've heard you deal with, you know, from electric powwow to this set that you just gave us. It was like, it felt like from electric powwow to dancehall. I wanted to ask about your approach to collaborations and even exploring different styles of music.
Well, the group is based on collaborations, like me and this guy.
Yeah.
You know, like it's a constant, like, back and forth kind of thing, you know, like, you know, as solo people, you know, like I'm producer, Bear's an artist, like, you know, we have our own ideas, but I don't know, it seems like when we lock in the studio together, especially when we spend significant amounts of time together, good things happen. And like, we start to develop this one brain kind of mentality, this one mind kind of mentality. And we both have different diverse styles and tastes in music. Like, I don't like everything he likes, and he doesn't like everything that I like, you know? Mm-hmm. But, like, for some reason, our life experiences are able to fill in the gaps, and kind of we have this trust between each other. That's the big thing that we've learned over the time that we've had a break and had a rest during a pandemic, is that we develop this trust with each other. And yeah, we're going to follow each other into the yonder, or to the future of what we're, you know, trying to accomplish here. And it's like a similar goal. We got similar values. Like, it's just like, it's heading in a really interesting direction. So like, to have someone that trusts me from a production standpoint is amazing. And then I inject that into anybody that we work with and collaborate with. So when we collaborate with other people, we just have this really open, you know, format where we're, you know, eager to learn from each other and to try to take it to the next level. Because, you know, like, even some stuff on the last record, on we went into situations where we were like, all right, we got to bring in this artist's guitar player because this is more of their flavor and they wanted to be represented into this song. Mm. Even though it might not be our particular wheelhouse or even like the kind of chords that they play or the kind of chord progressions that are in there, like it might not be what we do, but we are eager to like meet halfway and really truly get to the bottom of a true collaboration. And I think that that's what we strive for every single time that we go to make a record.
Yeah. Is there a collaboration that stands out in that it surprised you and something that it brought out of you?
Oh, yeah, massively.
Yeah.
And it's actually the song that Tim's kind of talking about right now.
Yeah.
Mother, Mother.
Mm.
You know, that song was so far out of our comfort zone as far as what we've produced in the past. And we really, in so many ways, followed the artists that we were working with. You know, there was a bed track that had been around for a while. Mm-hmm. And Northwest Kid just happened to be in town. And he's family, so it was like, come down to the studio and hang out, see if we can put something together. And he laid down his verses, and it was, you know, it was hype. It was, you know, it was like one of my favorite verses I think he's ever done. Mm. So that was amazing. And, you know, having him in the studio and being able to actually like sit down and work through the track with him and everything was just, that's what made it, you know. And the other artists then followed his lead. So we got Lillian Allen and Sate on that track. And those are both people who are family as well. Mm-hmm. Now, Lillian Allen, I've known since I was a kid. Like, my mom and her are part of the same arts community in Toronto. And if for people who don't know, she's a dub poet based in Toronto. Mm-hmm. Amazing, amazing performer and writer. And Sate is another person who I've known, again, since I was a kid. We were, like, in a play together when we were kids. So it was like dream people to want to work with, mm-hmm. all family, and then to watch them all build on something off one another.
Yeah.
And then we kind of had to follow that up and meet them where they were and creative, like creatively and energetically, we had to come up to them, you know? So it was just one of those tracks that we all pushed each other.
Yeah.
And we all made it something that I think was more than the sum of any of us singly.
Yeah.
And the best thing about that record too is that we forget because that Mother Mother record's so layered, is that, you know, we have the legendary Tonto synthesizer on that too.
Mm.
That, you know, that we learned to use from another one of our OGs, Malcolm Cecil, mm-hmm. who, you know, was the co-creator of the Tonto synth.
That's so
So
cool.
There's like that involved. And yeah. Plus, like, you know, since we're working with a dub poet, we went and got like, you know, the Echoplex and Space Echo and we got those and put it into the room to make it like as authentic as possible. And because we like messing around with toys. But yeah, there's just so many elements within that record. From its inception, when we did a TED Talk performance, you know, that's where the original track kind of came from.
Oh, wow.
To it just developing over a span of like really since the beginning of this whole record.
Uh-huh.
At that record, actually seeing the very beginning to the actual very end of it. So yeah. it's a pretty important song to us.
I love that. That's a great story. Another thing that has always struck me about your music, speaking about inclusivity, is the way you've, and this is a hard thing that I think some artists struggle with, is responsibly amplifying stories in communities that where you might not even live. And I'm thinking of the first time y'all ever came on my radar was the song Woodcarver, which talked about John T. Williams and his murder here in Seattle. And then I'm thinking about Land Back and the statement that y'all put out in support of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. Can you talk about how, you know, your approach to amplifying those kind of struggles without taking energy away from people organizing on the ground and just uplifting? Because it's something that I don't see a lot of people doing well, but I feel like y'all have been very consistent in that.
Oh, well, thank you for that. it's not an easy thing. But I think our approach is based in, we're artists.
Mm-hmm.
We are artists who are, that use our platform. We use our voice to say things that are important to us, to our hearts, to things that that we're either involved in, or, you know, things that really mean something to us. We're not just jumping into everything, you know. It's like, mm-hmm. there's a space that we take up, and there's a voice that we use, and that's where it lives, you know. And we're artists, not activists. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's where we draw that line, where when we're amplifying activist voices, it's not what we do as a group, as a band. It's something that we use our voice for. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think having that kind of separation is what makes it easy for, makes our pathway through it. You know, we know where we're going from point A to point B because we know what our jobs are. It's the same way that Tim and I work together. Mm-hmm. It's something that we have ingrained in us from our community. You know, it's like we come from a community that believes in everyone has their job, not everybody has to do everything. Mm-hmm. You know, and so we really are guided by that as well. So if people are doing other jobs and we can help amplify those voices, we do. But they don't have to be our voice.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Everything we do is intentional. It's with intent, you know? Like, we sit down and we think about this, these kind of things, you know? And the good thing about having a gift or anything like that, you're supposed to work on it and, like, you know, and encourage other people that have their gifts too, right? So it all just kind of all comes together.
Yeah.
Like, I think a big thing for us too, like, the collaboration we did with Narsi and Yasin Bey. Mm-hmm. I mean, not just the song, but the video. Mm-hmm. And in the process of making that video, we really turned it over to Narsi. And in the same way that we're all about representation, right? Because there's such a lack of representation of Indigenous people through their own lens. Mm-hmm. It's always through somebody else's. So us having any kind of control of our own image is a really recent thing. We're starting to see it all over the place now. You know, we're involved in a TV show called Rutherford Falls. You have Reservation Dogs. Like, these things are happening, but it's really, really new. Mm-hmm. So since that's such an important thing to us, on that video, we turned it over to Narsi, and we're like, how do you want to represent yourself? How do you want to see yourself in this? And so to be able to share that space and that energy of how do we want to be seen, that video has things that I had to ask about, things that I don't understand because it's not my culture. Mm-hmm. But being able to hand that over to those brothers and have them run with how they wanted to do things, that was such a, it was just like a really good feeling to be able to share that.
Yeah. Such a beautiful project too. I feel like it kind of like, no, I didn't set off Narsi's directorial work, but it I feel like it definitely put it in another, you know, it brought it up a notch, you know. Yeah,
well, in the same way of that, you know, we called ourselves a hallucination, we called everybody we collaborated with
hallucination.
So, like, you know, just like having, you know, Narsi a part of us, like I said, that's what we want to do. Like, we want to collaborate with people. It's not a takeover. We're all having the same conversation together. And the crazy thing about it is that we're all kind of alikes. You know, we are mm-hmm. all kind of after the same thing. You know, we come from different parts of the world, or, you know, different upbringings, but like we still, you know, we're all about the same thing at the end of the day.
Yeah, say that. Since I seen you guys last, you know, I start following you both on Instagram. And Tool, man, you had a run there where you were just banging away these beats live on IG. I wanted to ask about that. And I noticed there's some new collaborations with Shad that have just released. Can y'all talk about the new production work that you both have coming up?
Well, the funny state of things about the beats, like, that happened around the time that we started the album.
Okay.
It was a form of healing, mm-hmm. you know. It was a way of expressing and just getting this energy out that needed to come out. And sometimes it wants to come out in different ways, you know, like whether it could be on a dance track to get all your energies out on the floor. Sometimes, yeah, I want to sit and think about it and like have it like fest, like mat, like build something in my mind to, like, I don't know, just to get me going and thinking. Yeah. But like, again, what we've been working on in the last couple of years is that me and Bear have put trust in each other. So, you know, Bear will let me run with a joint that's like, and kind of let me really take it as far as I can possibly take it. But the best thing that he is, he's like an encyclopedia of music. So he'll say things that he's like, yeah, you know, this kind of reminds me of this. And it might be a song I've never heard before. And more times it's that too. Mm. But then that will push me into a whole other direction that I never been down before. A lot of our musical experience is that it's nothing familiar. It's always like an open room where we just kind of explore. And the song might not be what it sounds like after we leave the session. Sometimes it will take like 6 months, and 6 months later it will be a whole different new song. It will be even bigger or stripped down. Like, we don't know. But like, but as far as like just having that freedom, the creative freedom to do, are to really show what's in our heart and our influences and all that. Like that's been the most awesome part about this whole new phase of what we're doing. We're trying to make records with because I'm deeply ingrained in hip hop.
Yeah.
So we'll work with MCs, and you know, Bear loves hip hop. So mm-hmm. We have amazing, being between two of both of us, we both have like our favorite MCs. And so we have bucket list people that we want to work with. And and also like we're also have our ear to the ground to hear what's coming up. You know, like we're getting Antoine on the record for mm-hmm. Stay was big for us because we became such a fan. And mm-hmm. then like, you know, he was just in LA when we were in LA, and it kind of just happened. It was awesome. But yeah. Yeah. We're working hard on just working on every kind of collaboration, on every single angle. If it fits and it feels right, you know, we'll go for it.
That's what's up. My last question for y'all, if you could both answer this, like, what is one thing that you hope people get from your music more than anything else?
This is kind of a funny thing that we... It's not a funny thing, but it's something that we stumbled into, like so many things with this group, is, you know, there's all these other responsibilities that we realize that we have because of what our music means to people. Mm-hmm. And we realized, like, people come to our shows because it's a place to release, that it's a safe space to come and get rid of your frustrations, your anxieties, and I realized this when I started looking out at the audience and I see people laughing, crying, praying, like, and I realized that that's part of the responsibility of what we're doing now, is to have that, to create that space for people, to bring that, like, that's the traveling show that we have right now, is if you got to come out and you dance and sweat it out, scream it out, cry it out. Well, we're here for that.
Yeah, beautiful. Anything you want to add to?
No, man. That's that's the MO. You know, that's what we do this for.
That's what it is. The Hallucination live on KXP. Thank y'all so much for sharing your time and your wonderful music with us. We appreciate it, and we appreciate you. This is KXP live. We are listener supported. If you want to make a donation to help support all the wonderful in studios that we have, you can go to kexp.org/live. This is 90.3 FM in Seattle, occupied Duwamish territory to the world. Thank y'all so much. And thank you again to the Hallucination.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
All day.